with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, August 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday, the fall sports competition season began officially in Plymouth County with the start of the boys' golf fall season for Lamar's community. The Bulldogs were in action in a Missouri River Activities Conference golf triangular in Sioux City. The Bulldogs were competing at Whispering Creek Golf Course in Sioux City against Sioux City East and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln yesterday, and the Dogs came away with their first victory of the season. Lamar shot a team total of 324 in an 18-hole competition with four scoring golfers, of course. The Bulldogs were 14 strokes better than Sioux City East, who finished with a 338, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln finished third with a 357. Very consistent low scores throughout the Bulldog lineup, including from Owen Schrunk, who was second overall for the meet with a 78. This just in his second year of competition in boys golf. Austin Sousamill finished third individually with a 79. Wyatt Lenners was fourth with an 80, and Carter Morris was eighth with an 87 as the Bulldogs got off to a great start at a very difficult course and, of course, some difficult conditions as well. It was kind of rainy, damp, and cold most of the day, comparatively speaking anyway, but the Bulldogs got off to a great start. They compete at home on Monday next week, so we'll get to see the Bulldogs in action at Willow Creek Golf Course, and they get started with a victory. Again, 14 strokes better than Sioux City East. Also in MRAC triangular competition, the Bishop Heelan Crusaders dominated the competition in Council Bluffs, scoring a 298 as a team to beat Sergeant Bluff Luton's 325 and Lewis Central's 342. Also in Council Bluffs, Sioux City North shot a 324 to best Sioux City West's 362 and Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson's 412. You can check out all of those scores and results from MRAC Boys Golf with the season beginning yesterday. They're available right now on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, yesterday, we also told you about yesterday's Field of Dreams game and the local connection that there was to it with Bruce Dreckman umpiring the game in Dyersville, Iowa. And there was some concerns of the weather, but they were able to get that game in no problem yesterday in Dyersville. And the Philadelphia Phillies, who scored early and often, picked up a convincing 7-1 win over the Minnesota Twins. Once again, with Bruce Dreckman, who was umpiring the contest behind home plate. A very awesome opportunity. It was great to see him umpire within his own state's borders. Again, just the second umpire to do so in the history of the state of Iowa and Major League Baseball competition in the Hawkeye State. We hope to get some reaction from Bruce in the coming days, so make sure you listen to KLEM Radio, and we'll keep you up to date on when that audio might be coming your way in the not-too-distant future. But once again, the Phillies defeated the Twins in the Field of Dreams game yesterday in Dyersville by a score of 7-1. Some other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday that might be pertinent. The Detroit Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-0. It was the Cincinnati Reds squeaking one out over the Chicago White Sox by a final score of 9-8. The Cubs were shut out by the Nationals 7-0. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in a battle of the National League's best by a final score of 5-4. All of those coming in Major League Baseball competition yesterday. On now to the local sports schedule for today. And while the boys' golf season began yesterday, the girls' tennis season begins today for MRAC competition for Lamar's community. The Bulldogs will be competing in a triangular today as well against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Sioux City East, similar to the boys' golf team competing against those two schools yesterday. However, this competition for the Bulldog girls' tennis team is taking place in Council Bluffs today. So best of luck to the Bulldogs as their season begins officially with their first competition today and the start of conference play against the Lynx and the Black Raiders. Elsewhere in the MRAC and girls tennis today, Bishop Heelan and Sioux City West are making the trip to Council Bluffs to battle Lewis Central as the Titans compete in the MRAC in girls tennis for the first time ever. They had been competing in boys golf the last couple of years, so that was not super out of the ordinary, but now the Titans are a full member in the MRAC, so this certainly changes things a bit. And also in MRAC girls tennis today, Sergeant Bluff Luton and Sioux City North are in action in Council Bluffs against Thomas Jefferson. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Again, that is a great place to go for the scores and results you need. We have boys' golf scores, of course, from yesterday. You can check out how Lamar's boys' golf did with their victory. And we'll have girls' tennis results for you coming up sometime later today. So make sure you check all of that out at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We have up-to-date sports news and notes there. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.